Dialogue 15. At the hotel restaurant. Good evening. A table for five, you said. This way, please. Here you are. There's one person still to come?
We're celebrating our daughter's engagement. This is my daughter, Julie, and her fiancé, David. Thomas is her brother, and my husband's just on his way. I think we'll all have a glass of champagne to start with.
Certainly. I'll bring the wine list later when...
Here I am! I left me wallet upstairs.
Mum's ordered champagne! I'm starving! Could we order?
I'll get your drinks. Here are the menus. The waiter will take your order whenever you're ready.
Let's see. The starters look very good. Will you have one, David?
I'll just have a main course and dessert, thanks. I fancy steak tartare.
That's raw meat, David. You'll eat that. You'll want the steak, medium rare, with the pepper sauce and chips. I'll have that too, but also the crab starter. How's it done?
It's a crab souffle served with a fresh salad of spinach leaves.
Sounds good, but I'll have the fish soup. Rui is almost all garlic, isn't it?
Yes, so I'd better have the same as you in that case. And we'll both have the steaks too. Well done, please, and no sauce. Thomas, are you having a starter?
No, thanks, but I'd like to try the poulet basques. Is that chicken with onions and courgettes and things?
Yes, it's quite hot and peppery. It's got chilli. Comes with rice. Would you all like to order desserts now, please?
Well, to celebrate, I'm going to have the flambéed pancakes. Do they have vanilla ice cream with them?
No, but you can have ice cream as an extra.
I like the sound of that. David, are you having the same?
No, I'm going for the crème brûlée, I think. I love that.
I'll have the apricot crumble. Could I have some ice cream as an extra too, please?
I'm on a diet, so I'll just have a coffee instead of dessert.
If you had the café gourmand, you could have the coffee and we could split the special things that come with it.
Thomas, you greedy pig!
I like that. You're the one having a starter, main course and dessert plus ice cream.
Now then, children, no bickering in front of David. What will he think? I'll just have an ordinary coffee, thanks.
Ah, here comes the champagne. We can start celebrating. You know, this is a very good menu for a hotel that's really just catering for its guests. Do you have many outsiders?
Oh, quite a few. You're right. It's a very varied and well-priced menu. We use local produce and there's something for everyone. Foodies as well as the not-so-adventurous.
Over to you. Oral practice 15. Listen carefully to the questions and try to respond appropriately. After 20 seconds, you will hear a beep, then a suggested response. If you need extra time, press the pause button.
Now, I want to know all about it. What about Julie's young man? He sounds ever so nice. Does he have a huge appetite? No, he's very nice, but he had quite a modest meal. He didn't want a starter. I suppose Julie did the ordering for him. She can be quite bossy sometimes, can't she? Yes, she stopped him having steak tartare, which is just raw meat, apparently. She ordered him steak and chips like her. She didn't bicker too much with Thomas. I suppose you were worried with David around. Those two can get on each other's nerves sometimes, can't they? Yes, but they weren't too bad. They accused each other of being greedy. I think David's used to her by now. So what about the meal then? Was the hotel menu good enough for an engagement party? After all, you wanted to celebrate, didn't you? It was a really good menu, even though it was mainly catering just for the guests. All local produce and varied and very reasonably priced. What did you have? I bet you went for those lovely French desserts. I'm on a diet, no dessert for me. I just had the fish soup, the steak main course, and a coffee. So what did Julie order on her big night? She likes good food, doesn't she? She certainly does. She went for the crab souffle starter and then medium rare steak and chips with pepper sauce. And she went for the flambéed pancakes with ice cream. Wow, she does like her food. It sounds fun. Do you think Jack and I would like the hotel? You know he's a real foodie these days. Caters for foodies as well as the less adventurous, according to the maitre d'hotel. I think you'd both love it. And so, how did you celebrate? Did you raise your glasses? Champagne before the starters to mark the occasion. It was a lovely occasion. Thomas said he had poulet basques. What's that? Chicken done with onions, peppers and courgettes. It's quite hot with chili in it. Delicious if you like spicy food.